Hello everyone. This is a continuation of my podcast about difficult sounds in English. English often uses stress or emphasis on syllables within a word. Stress is sometimes used in spoken English as a language technique to change the meaning of what is being said and to emphasize a certain idea or thing. Normally, this doesn't show in written English unless the word is written differently. Here's an example. Number one, he wants me to give her the book. Number two, he wants me to give her the book. With emphasis on he. Number three, he wants me to give her the book. The emphasis on me. Number four, he wants me to give her the book. Emphasis on give. And number five, he wants me to give her the book. Emphasis on book. It's an easy sentence to say, but stressed words here makes a big difference to meaning. The first sentence just has a basic meaning. There is no extra stress on the first sentence, so someone listening will just hear it as a statement. Number two is emphasizing the person who wants me to give the book. Number three is emphasizing that the person wants me in particular, that is no one else but me, to give her the book. Number four is emphasizing that the person wants me to give her the book, that is, not do something different with the book, to give it. Number five means the person wants me to give her a book and not something else instead. So it's interesting how English uses this stress on words to change the meaning of the sentence without changing the words in the sentence or the word order. You'll notice that all the words are the same in each sentence. Take care and see you next time. Bye.